This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Matt Gosda, president of the Carlinville Rotary Halloween Parade Committee. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thanks, Rick. Happy to be here.
Matt, our topic of conversation today is the upcoming 78th Carlinville Rotary Halloween Parade. It will be on Saturday, October the 28th. It starts at 6:15. And this year, the Rotary Halloween Parade will be celebrating the 150th anniversary of the Macoupin County Courthouse, and we'll let you talk sort of how that got started and a little bit about this year's theme.
The annual parade is a fun family event that many look forward to. We're also celebrating the Macoupin County Courthouse with historical moments. We didn't want four courthouse floats for the high school, so anything related, historical, such as Civil War moments or things like that, will be kind of opens it up for a wide variety of parade themes.
And this year, as far as we're discussing the Macoupin County Courthouse, a lot of people that will be the Grand Marshal and the Marshals will be associated with that courthouse. And if you could talk about who they are going to be.
The Grand Marshal of the parade will be our county clerk, Pete Duncan. One thing unique about this parade is we're going to have a lot of marshals. We've got all the county offices involved, which will be marshals of the parade. That would include the circuit clerk, the Treasury Department with Ann Boehm, and judges and board members, and Sheriff's Department will be there. So we have a big lineup of marshals. Some department heads will be riding in convertibles and throwing candy.
This year, as every year, we have a lot of people participate in the Halloween parade, and I'm sure there's a number of floats and a number of bands that will be there. And if you'd like to talk about some of the float ideals or the floats themselves and some of the bands or any other participants, go right ahead.
Okay, what I'd like to do is just give you the categories, because we have a lot of floats that just show up that we don't know about, and we encourage that. One thing we like about our parade is we make it easy. We don't have a numbered line, or we don't have a fee. If you'd like to participate, just show up at the Carnival Plaza. Some of the categories for the parade that I'd like to go over with you. As far as floats, we have the high school floats from seniors to freshmen. We have a category called civic and fraternal. We have our commercial floats. We have our healthcare floats. We have youth organization. And we have religions floats, churches. Then at the end of the parade, we have individual horse and riders, and we have a group horse category. And I would like to tell you, those will all meet at the plaza. The individual and group costumes are going to meet at City Hall. And I believe we have a sign for that, but they'll be judged over there. We have wonderful judges that help that out. We got a lot of bands this year, Northwestern High School, Gillespie High School, North Mac High School, North Mac Middle School, and then our wonderful Carnival High School band. And Carnival Middle School will be performing at the gazebo pre-parade to entertain the crowds.
This year, as every year, we have the Rotary Queens Court, a number of participants in that. Would you like to go over who's in the Queens Court this year?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Our freshman candidate is Matilda Mitchell. She's the daughter of Clinton and Marissa Mitchell. Her escort will be Riley Rouse, son of John and Stacy Rouse. Our sophomore candidate is Avery Cooper, daughter of Scott and Vanessa Cooper. And her escort will be Tyler Reels, son of Dale and Vicky Reels. Our junior candidate is Carly McCarity, daughter of Rick and Jill McCarity, and her escort will be Blaze Ballou, son of Tracy Cummins and Delbert Ballou. There are three senior candidates, One of those will be crowned at the end of the parade. The senior candidate is Cindy Cania, daughter of Rocco and Sandra Cania, and her escort will be Joseph Frazier, son of William and Patrice Frazier. Our other senior candidate is Riley Gibble, daughter of Eric and Alyssa Gibble, and her escort will be Grayson Armour, son of Todd and Martha Armour. And our third candidate is Madeline Williams, daughter of Christopher and Melissa Williams. Escort, Garrett Campbell, son of Gregory and Haley Campbell.
You mentioned it when we were talking somewhat about the bands and the floats, but if you'd like to go over it one more time again, as far as the individuals versus the horses and things like that, where will everybody line up on Saturday the 28th?
The parade with the large floats, bands, and horses will form on the west side of the Carnival Plaza, and then the route will be the follow Route 4 down North Broad Street to the square, go three quarters around the square and on the East Main to disassemble on Northeast Street, just west of the courthouse. All walking participants and small floats will enter the parade from their respective judging areas that we'll have marked out, kind of marked out there. The just to reiterate, the individual and group costumes will meet at City Hall, and they will gain entrance to the parade with one of our lineup people to tell them to come in.
And as far as the parade itself, for those coming, do we have any rules that everybody should keep in mind the evening of the Halloween parade?
Yeah, we do have some rules that we want to integrate into the parade. We would like anyone that operates a motorized vehicle, included but not limited to four-wheelers, motorcycles, tractors, and farm equipment, to be at least 16 years old and licensed. We'd also like to encourage people to gently toss candy to the curb. We don't want people to throw, if it's cold weather that night, you get hit in the head with some hard rock candy, it hurts. So we do encourage you to just kind of gently toss it. Political advertising of any kind is prohibited, including signs on cars, pamphlets, pencils, or other items promoting a candidate or political issue. All county office holders are welcome to participate in this 150 years of Macoupin County Courthouse, and no reservations are taken for the order in the line. I do want to emphasize that. I think we get a lot of participation in our parade because we don't charge a fee or do a numbered lineup. The order of the parade lineup is in the sole discretion of the Rotary Halloween Parade chairperson also.
What time do you suggest maybe people start showing up to partake of the Halloween parade?
They should probably get out at the plaza by 5:15. It's open in the afternoon for if anybody wants to work on the float or do some touch-up, that'll be fine. Like I said, the lineup for the initial lineup is going to be large due to the number of marshals that are in the parade, so if you get there early, bring some candy to throw. I do want to point out a couple of things. Pete Jenner, our Rotary president, along with all the Rotarians, invite everyone to attend or be part of the events of the parade. We also want to point out at the end of the parade, we want to invite the public to gather around the stage because Abe Lincoln's going to give the Gettysburg Address, and then we have our wonderful Pledge of Allegiance after that.
Matt Gazda, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Okay, thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.